Dig him up at all.
I thought both teams had their spells in the game. I thought we actually started the better. I thought that Dunfermline came into it, and I thought it was nip and tuck. You know, I think that Dunfermline were very well organised. They played on a press, trying to force us into an error and then counter attack. And that actually worked on a few occasions, because sometimes our pass wouldn't be quite so good, wouldn't have quite enough pace in it, or somebody maybe took an extra touch. That'll not happen on Saturday, because the pitches here is very good, so I'm not for 1 minute, but we're used to our pitch better, you know, with regards to the movement of the ball and the passes that were maybe just slightly mistimed or misplaced. You know, that'll not happen on Saturday. It'll be it's much slicker for us on our own pitch. So delighted to come here and go away with a 0-0 clean sheet. Jamie made a great save, Fawn Williams made a great save. Delighted with the defenders. The defenders defended very, very well. The team organisation was good. We passed the ball really, really well. Found it hard to open them up. But, you know, we fight to live another day, Saturday. You know, can't come quick enough. I think with regards to being at home, Dunfermline's away record is not that great. If you ever look at it, it's not that great away from home. They're good here. You know, they've only lost two games here and drawn two games, so going away with that, you know, last time we were here we got beat 4-1, so yeah, I would think slightly, but not any pressure on us.
Your man Jamie McDonald made a fantastic save from Kevin
O'Hara. Yeah, well, I was just saying to him, if a goalkeeper doesn't make saves, he's not a goalkeeper, eh? I mean, that's what we're paying him for, eh?
A very good one.
He had to remind me of it, actually. So yeah, it was a great save. Kind of like the amount of times he saved us all season. You know, the points he saved, it's hard to calculate how many points he saved us in getting through. And that's why I picked him as my player of the year. So yeah, it was a great save. Tie's very evenly poised. Both teams have a great chance of getting through. You know, bring it on. Rose just tightened up a little bit. You know, he took an injection on his toe to play in the game, and he's no actually the last time he played was against Dunfermline in the 5-1 game, so he's no done a lot in that wee while, so he just tightened up. I mean, he's a type of boy who puts absolutely everything into it, his heart and soul into a game, and he just started to tighten up. So I don't think it's anything serious. I think it was just a bit precautionary, but he put a lot into the game, you know, and he just sort of tightened up a little bit, so he had to come off.
Yeah. Is that the case?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it will be, because I said, look, we've exceeded expectation levels from ourselves, you know. And of course, as the season goes on, your own expectations go up. And we want to get to the Premiership every bit as much as Dunfermline and Dundee. Make no mistake about that. But the pressure's not on us, you know. We've not got maybe such a liability as the others, you know. So I don't feel any pressure. Players are going out and playing relaxed and they're playing their football, you know. We didn't resort to anything other than what we've done all season, trying to play. We come up under different circumstances and every game is different and you have to adjust to it. But I thought we ended up passing the ball really, really well and breaking through them. Just didn't quite get the final ball. Yeah. First goal is always important every game. It doesn't guarantee a win though, does it? It doesn't keep teams come back, so... first goal is always important in every game. It's very, very important. You would be delighted to get the first goal and the last kick of the ball on Saturday. Would be very good. I don't think so. I think you've seen that tonight. Yeah, I think you've probably seen it. That no, I think Dunfermline were always going to react to that. So I think that's in the past. You know, it's a level playing field on Saturday at 3 o'clock. Everyone's give everything tonight, and I'm sure it'll be much the same on Saturday.